think you go through adversity and tough times, you got to lean on each other, and we've done that all year. And I think we've just embraced that, the challenge, the opportunity, whatever you want to call it. Attacking it, going through it together.
Paige, how was the mood in the hotel this morning, like in the meetings and everything? Like, did you get a good vibe from the group?
Yeah, it was good. It's pretty calm. Like I said, it's another game. The pressure was on them tonight. We were playing free, and like I said, we all look at it. You look at the big picture. Pretty happy with where we are right now. Obviously, we want more, but you can't get blinded by the noise and all the stuff that's kind of right in front of you. You gotta take a step back and be grateful for where we're at, and I think we all are. So it's a good vibe this morning, and like I said, it's another opportunity to play the game we all love.
What do you respond to the idea now they're going to say the pressure's all on you?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. We've had pressure all year, so I think it's a good thing. It's test your character, see what you're made of, and that's when you lean on, like I said, you lean on the guys next to you.
Has it been a surprise to you at all, the flow of a 7-game series? I mean, sometimes it looks so bleak, and then one win, and it looks so great. I mean, the ebbs and flows of it, has it surprised you at all the way it's gone?
No. I think that's what everyone in here expected. It's certainly what I expected. It's a 7-game series for a reason. It's good teams going up against each other. Any team can win on any given night. And that's why you got to have a short memory. You can't hold on to things and carry it into the next game. It's so quick. You're playing the next, whatever day in a day or two against the same team that knows you and you know them. So there's no secrets. Everything's out in the air. It's harder to find room and space out there, harder to score goals, harder to do everything.
I know it's absolutely no surprise to you, but how much of a lift do you get from Lucan coming in cold and putting on a performance like that?
Yeah, well, we're in a great spot where we got two really good goalies that can step in and we have a ton of confidence in both those guys. And, obviously I think, Oopy steps in and does a great job for us tonight, but, Al has bailed us out a million times. So both goalies, anytime they're in the net, we have confidence. And that's what I said about picking guys up, and we're a tight group, and doesn't matter if you had a bad game, a bad period. Guys in this room believe in each other, and that's what it's all about, just leaning on each other.
You said you liked your first period. What is the feeling like when you do get down 3-1? Is there a sense of resolve? What's sort of that vibe?
Yeah, I mean, try not to play the score. I think you just play the game, shift at a time regardless of what happens. It kind of goes back to the ebbs and flows of the whole series. It's that same way in a period, in a game. Momentum shifts, and I think if you get lost in the score, it can take the mental aspect out of the game. Instead of focusing on the task at hand in the next shift, you start worrying about things that are out of your control. So I think when you just look at it, shift at a time and don't play the score and just focus on the things we need to do. That's usually when the results take care of themselves.
Thank you, Tate.